show them to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyis daf Pei Hei, and we're starting Pei Dalet Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Gimel, and in the Vilna Shurus daf, it's on Chav Tes Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Basar Biakiv Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. How we continue to talk about Pros Bowl. The Mishnah says, Pros Bowl Mukdam Kasher, Vama Ocher, Pasol. If it's a predated Pros Bowl, it's Kasher. If it's postdated, it's Pasol. However, the opposite is true when we're dealing with a Shtar Chayv, the document of a loan. Shtar Chayv Hamukdamim Psulin. If it's a predated Shtar Chayv, it's Pasol, Vamukharn Ksherim, but if it's postdated, it's kosher. And the Gemara is going to explain why that is. We can even talk about Pros Bowl. Echalav Mechamisha. If one person borrowed from five different people, Kaisum Pros Bowl Chal Echad Ve'Echad, each one has to write a Pros Bowl because the Pros Bowl is written for the Malve, the lender. Whereas Chamisha Lovin Min Echad, if five people borrowed from one person, in a Kaisvela Pros Bowl Echad Kulon, we only have to have one Pros Bowl written for all of them because we have one lender over here. Pehe Yaman Alpha on top of the mission continues. In Kaisum Pros Bowl El Al Karka, a Pros Bowl is only allowed to be written if the Loive has Karka. And that's because it's like a Mashkain. Since his Karka is Meshubbat to pay back the loan, so it's like the loan was already paid back, and therefore Shvis is not Mishamet the loan. Now, if the Loive doesn't have Karka, and only the Malve does, Mizaku B'Sachsadeo Kol Shehu, the Malve can be Mizake even a little bit of his Karka for the Loive, and that's sufficient, and it's considered like the Loive has Karka. Let's say a Hoysalai Sadim Mushkenes Be'ir, the Loive has a field, but it's being used as a collateral for something else. Still, Kaisun Ola Pros Bowl, we can write a Pros Bowl on that piece of land. Rav Chutzpah says, Kaisun Ola Adam Al-Nichse Ishtoi, we could write a Pros Bowl for a man for the Nechasim of his wife, meaning even though he doesn't have his own property, and his wife is the one that has property, this is called Nechse Molug, it's not his property. He's allowed to eat Paris, he's allowed to benefit from it, but it's not actually his. Still, we can write a Pros Bowl for him. We can write a Pros Bowl for Yisayimim based off the Nechasim of the Apachapis. The Apachapis is the manager of the Yisayim's estate, and this Apachapis borrowed money for the Yisayimim, but they don't have Karka. Still, we can write a Pros Bowl based off of the Karka that the Apachapis has. The mission continues discussing something that might or might not be considered Karka. Kaveris Devirim, a beehive, which is on the ground. So Rabbi Blazer says, Hareka Karka, it's considered like Karka because it's on the ground, and therefore, number one, because we're not allowed a Pros Bowl, we're allowed to write a Pros Bowl based off of it. Ve'en mekabel toma b'mkayma, and it's not mekabel toma in its place because it's considered connected to the ground, and the ground can't be mekabel toma. And thirdly, va'radu menu b'shabbos chayiv. If someone takes honey from it on Shabbos, he's chayiv because it's like he's detaching something from the ground. However, chamayim v'cham say ainu kakarka. A beehive on the ground is not considered like karka, and therefore ve'en because we're not allowed a Pros Bowl. A Pros Bowl cannot be written on it. And mekabel toma b'mkayma, it is mekabel toma because it's not considered like karka. And va'radu menu b'shabbos potter. If someone takes honey out of it on Shabbos, he's putter, because it's not like he's detaching something from the ground. The mission continues. Amachzor chayv v'shvias, someone who returns a chayv on Shemitah. And we're not talking about repaying a chayv on Shemitah, because there's no isser in that. We're referring to repaying it after Shemitah, when Shemitah was already mishamit this loan. So Amrloi, the lender has to tell the borrower, mishamit ani, I release it. That's because Shemitah releases the chayv. However, Amrloi, if the borrower tells him, afal pikein, even so, I want to pay you back. So Yikabal Heimenu, the lender is allowed to take repayment for the loan. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'zed dvar shmita. And we're understanding the word dvar over here, literally, that these are the words of Shemitah, namely that when he wants to pay back the loan after Shemitah, the lender has to say, Amishamit, and the borrower says, Afal Pikein, and then he's allowed to take the payment. Kiyatibai, similarly, Ritzach Shagal Ir Miklat, a murderer who killed Bishaygig, so he ran to an Ir Miklat, Viratu Anche Ir Chabdai, and the people of the city want to be Machabed him, Yarmulahani, he has to tell them, Ritzachani, I'm a murderer. Amrulayf, they told him, Afal Pikein, even so, we want to be Machabed you, so Yikabal Mehen, he's allowed to accept that kibud from them. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Vized Dvar. And we're understanding the word Dvar over here literally as well, and that means that these are the words that have to be exchanged between the Ritzach and the people of the city, and only then he's allowed to accept the Kavod. The Gemara now explains the beginning of the Mishnah. Pros Bowl HaMukdam Kasher. A predated Pros Bowl is Kasher. Why is that? B'nei Shemura Koychoi. That's because he's taking away from some of his Koyach. The way that a Pros Bowl works is that anything that was loaned before the Pros Bowl was written is included in the Pros Bowl, but anything written after the Pros Bowl is written is not included. So if the lender who's writing the Pros Bowl predates it, he's making himself lose out. Let's say he's writing the Pros Bowl today, but he predates it for a month. That means that any money that he lent from a month ago until now are not included in the Pros Bowl. So it's his fault, and he's making himself lose out. That's why it's kosher. However, Rama Ocher Apostle, if it's a post-dated Pros Bowl, it's Apostle, Mibinishim Yapa Koychoi. That's because he's giving himself better Koyach. If he's writing the Pros Bowl today, but he post-dates it for next month, that means that any money he lends from now for another month is going to be included in this Pros Bowl, and it's not really true because the Pros Bowl is being written today, and that's why a post-dated Pros Bowl is Apostle. Now, we had said the opposite in the Mishnah when it comes to Shtari Chayv, and we explained that Shtari Chayv HaMukdamim Psulin, a predated Shtar Chayv is Apostle. And why is that? Because that strengthens the kaych of the lender. Let's remember that when a person lends money, all the property of the borrower is meshubet to pay back that loan. So let's say money was lent today, but it was predated for last month. That means that any properties that the borrower sold from last month until now are meshubet to the loan, but that's not really true because the money was only lent today. And that's why a shtar chayv muktam, a predated shtar chayv, is possible. However, a mucharin ksherin, a postdated shtar chayv, is kosher, nipnei shumera kaychan, because that takes away from their kayach. If it was written today, but it was postdated for next month, that means that any properties that are sold today are not going to be meshubet to the loan, and that's only a loss to the lender, not the borrower, and that's why it would be kosher. Now the Gemara asks a technical question. Mi meira, who's going to tell us that this is a shtar chayv muktam? How are we supposed to know? The Gemara Peah on Beis on Top tells us, Shem Bar Avos says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hachasumim b'shtar. Those who are signed in the shtar, they're going to say that we signed on the shtar, but it was muktam, and therefore it's possible. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Like in Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, didn't Rish Lakish say that asu divrei hachasumim b'shtar k'mishin echrei edusim b'bezdin, that we view the signatures on the shtar as if their edus was already checked out in Bezdin, and therefore it's considered like whatever's written in the shtar is 100% valid, and that's what we follow. And therefore, when these Edom come and say, we signed on the shtar, but it was a shtar muktam, we don't believe them, because we believe what's written in the shtar and not what the Edom are saying. So once again, how do we know if a shtar chayv is muktam? So the answer is, the Rish Lakish is really talking about something else. Taman kisha amru lai chasam nukal ikar. Over there, the reason why we're not believing in the Edom is because they said, we didn't sign on the shtar. But we see their signatures on the shtar, and as Rish Lakish said, when they're signed on the shtar, it's as if their edus was checked out in Bezdin. So therefore, we don't believe them when now they say, we didn't sign on the shtar. Bram Hacha, however, over here, they're not saying they didn't sign on the shtar. Amri, they said, al zeh chasamnu, v'loi chasamnu al zeh. We signed on this, but we didn't sign on that. Meaning they're admitting that they signed on the shtar. They're just clarifying for us that this was a shtar muktam, and you should know that. And therefore, they're not undoing their edos, and that's why we would believe them that this is a shtar muktam. Now, we continue talking about the shtar chayv muktam. Rabbi Yechon says, psulin mamish. When we say the shtar chayv muktam is pasul, that means it's 100% pasul, and it can't be used at all whatsoever to collect with. Now, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, when we say that it's puzzle, it doesn't mean that it's puzzle completely. It just means that we're only allowed to collect based off of when it was actually written and not when the date on it said so. Another one asks a question on Rish Lakish that we don't have an answer to. But Tani, we have a brass that says, prosbol, bein muktam bein ma'ocher, kosher. A prosbol, whether it's muktam or ma'ocher, it's kosher. However, we only count from when it was actually written. Remember, we had said in the Mishnah that a prosbol ma'ocher is puzzle, and what the brass over here is telling us is that it doesn't mean that it's puzzle completely. It just means that we don't follow this false date that was written in it. We follow when it was actually written. Now here's the question on Rish Lakish. Im Amrat came b'shtaros, if you're going to say the same thing applies by shtaros, ma bein prosbol, ma bein shtar. What's the difference between a prosbol and a shtar? There would be no reason for the Braisa to tell us this. It's not a chiddush at all. However, if we're going to say the shtar chayv and prosbol is different, so then the Braisa is telling us a chiddush. Then when we're dealing with a prosbol, we're makel, and even though one's not allowed to write a prosbol ma'ocher, still we're allowed to count from the day it was actually written. So this is a question on Rish Lakish. I think we're going to continue talking about a shtar chayv muktam and ma'ocher. Shtar Let's say we have a shtar, and it turns out the date of the shtar is Shabbos, or the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. So obviously, the shtar wasn't written on Shabbos, or on the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. It was written a different day, and the date that they wrote on it was a false date, but they didn't realize that that date turned out to be Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So the question is it kosher or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, whereas Rabbi Yossi Paisel, Rabbi Yossi Pasels. Normally, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Yossi, a story came in front of you in Tzipayri, and you were machshir such a shtar. So Amalai Rabbi Yossi told him, Ani lo echsharti, I don't remember being machshir such a thing. V'mechsharti, hechsharti. However, if I was machshir it, I must have been machshir it for some sort of reason, but not for the reason that you think. And Havan Bayi Meimar, they wanted to say, and this is the Havamina of the Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the Mandar Apostle, the one that says that the shtar is pasul, that's Rabbi Yossi, that's Mishum, the proper Girsa is muktam, because we have to suspect that maybe the shtar is a shtar muktam, and that's why it's pasul. Peifav Amaral on top, Umadamar Kasher, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says this is Kasher, Mishum, the proper Girsa is Ma'ocher, because we don't suspect it's a shtar muktam, we suspect it's a shtar ma'ocher, because we don't assume that a person is going to do an aveira and write a shtar muktam. However, we conclude that that's not the machlokes. Ela ma'adar pasul mishum ziyuf. According to Rabbi Yossi, the reason why it's pasul is because of ziyuf. This is a shtar that's very possibly forged, since it doesn't have a proper date in it. So this is called a shtar she'iyat yochal azima, that we're not able to be mazim the edim. What does that mean to be mazim the edim? So we've mentioned this previously a few times. This is when people come to Beis Din and say about the edim, you can't possibly have signed the shtar on that date, because on that date, you were with us in a totally different place. Now, this shtar that clearly has a false date on it is very possibly forged because we can't be mazim the Edim, because obviously the Edim didn't sign it on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. And that's the reason for Rabbi Yossi passing the shtar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about Prosbol. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.